you know, the child welfare system I would have to say that our overarching concern was it really had to be child welfare, because the system was very weak. The commissioners were they were kind of second class commissioners. This was the Rizzo years, and it was a pretty cynical time in city government. You may or may not know the history during that period, but an awful lot of the elected officials wound up doing federal time, federal penitentiary, and personally, like president of city council, George Schwartz, the head of Herb Feynman, who was a Philadelphian, who was Speaker of the House, Betty Cianfrani, who was the Senate leader, all Philadelphians, all wound up going to federal penitentiary. So it was a very cynical time. And let's just say that nobody much was concerned about kids. And so the child welfare system, we had terrible amounts of abuse, really a system that was, we just weren't putting the best interests of children. And these women already were volunteers and, various kinds of child welfare organizations on their boards. And they really came together out of a conviction that we just needed advocacy for improving in those days it was called the Department of Public Welfare, later renamed to Department of Human Services. They just wanted to, do everything they could to call attention to the deplorable state. Children were being abused and even killed. So it was a bad time. And then the juvenile justice system was also very cynical. We were locking more and more kids up. We weren't observing any kind of legal rights or due processes. Lawyers weren't even assigned in some cases. And it was the old doctrine of parents patriae of the family court, but it was really no one really looking after the kids. So